Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
Desi, our top story, our only story.
Ooh.
Because I wrote up a blurb.
Oh, wow.
I had to organize.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Every source.
I kept seeing things. Like, then this guy came forward.
There's not even, this isn't even like all of it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I did this in like 2 hours.
It's constantly breaking.
There's new stuff all the time. Mm. But our top story this week is the Glasgow Wonka experience.
Ugh, I want to go.
I can't believe this happened.
I feel like I saw some memes when it sort of broke, and I don't think I really paid attention. And then I started seeing more things like the waitress or the bartender, the woman.
The Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait, what? Oh, wait, this is way more deep than I thought. Like, I just had no clue how far it went.
One of our listeners was the first person to alert me and us. She tagged both of us. Maybe it was a guy. I don't remember. But it was a listener.
Yeah.
Who tagged us in the story. And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
This looks crazy. And then I just kept seeing more and more stuff.
Yeah.
But like the big first headline that I saw about the story was that AI, once again, AI was responsible for hoodwinking all these people.
Right. Because the images that sold the experience, and experiences are big right now.
Yeah.
You see them all the time being advertised on Instagram.
Yes.
And you're kind of like, that looks cool as hell.
Everything's an interactive experience now.
Yeah.
Or an Instagram moment.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I'm always suspicious of them though. And now I'm like, I should be.
This is wild. Let's just start from the beginning. So this week, images and videos from a Willy Wonka themed event in Glasgow, Scotland went viral. The event was put on by a company called the House of Illuminati, which is a really dumb fucking name.
And it has nothing to do with Willy Wonka.
Well, they put on, that's just the company, the event company.
Yeah, I don't like that name.
No.
For like family-friendly events.
Their website's crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the name of the company, House of Illuminati, and they promise guests, quote, a journey filled with delicious treats, enchanting adventures, and moments worth capturing. That did not happen.
It's a great idea, because who doesn't want to go into that factory, drink a flower teacup, dip your fucking hand in the river? It's a dream come true.
No, when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with that little buttercup.
Obsessed. I wanted it.
Because I had this image of what it tasted like in my head. I thought it would taste like maybe butterscotch candy, but with coffee inside.
Ooh. I thought that it was like a honey type beverage and that the flour was like kind of crispy sugar.
Yeah, it was crispy.
Yeah.
It was definitely crispy because when he bites into it, it looks right. So yummy.
I also liked that wallpaper.
The wallpaper, but the other thing that I really wanted was when he's in the like outdoor area and he eats that like chewy rope.
Yes.
Somebody eats a chewy, sticky rope.
I also like when they dip their hand in the mushroom, the white part of the mushroom.
Yeah, with the buttercream frosting.
I mean, obviously going to a public event like that would be gross.
Well, yeah.
But the idea of it is so good.
If I was really wealthy, I would, like, if I was wealthy and also going insane,
yeah,
I would, like, hire people to construct that, like, an entire replica.
Where you could lick and eat everything.
An edible replica of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and just have us just hang out there all day.
I also always wanted the witch's house in Hansel and Gretel.
That house looked so good. That house looked so good. The one in the Joan Collins one. Yes. The Joan Collins one with the sugar glass pane, like the panes of glass windows that were made out of sugar. Yeah,
just the idea of eating things that were just like, wow, that's a windowsill, but it's also a shortbread.
No, it looked so good. Why was I obsessed with things that weren't supposed to be food that were food as a kid?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. This was not that at all. But what child doesn't want to go to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, as you said? Let's start with some excerpts from the New York Times article that was posted on February 27th. I'm going to read some of this article.
Okay.
The event, Willy's Chocolate Experience, scheduled for February 24th and 25th, promised on event listing websites to include chocolate fountains, performances by Oompa Loompas, and interactive experiences inspired by scenes from Roald Dahl's book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. One father, Stuart Sinclair, drove 2 hours from Dundee to take his 3 children to the event. Quote, "There was maybe 20 chairs and a couple of tables and a half-inflated bouncy castle," he said. Mr. Sinclair said he paid £35 or $44 per ticket.
Yeah, those things are expensive.
For his 2 sons, age 10 and 11, and his daughter, age 4, who was dressed in a Willy Wonka costume and had told her preschool teachers how excited she was to go to the event. Quote, "The children got 2 jelly beans each," Mr. Sinclair said, "and they got a half a cup of lemonade."
Oh my God.
The article continues, "Families had booked time slots to enter the venue every 15 minutes and were greeted by rows of unadorned tables and walls of black fabric separating one sparsely decorated space from another. Quote, "As soon as they walked in the door, they were like, wow, just shaking their heads and totally in disbelief of how bad it was," Mr. Sinclair said. Alana Lockins of Hamilton said that after she had bought tickets, she noticed that the event website had been updated with a legal warning to say that it was not related to the Wonka franchise, which is owned by Warner Brothers. She grew concerned that it was a scam and was initially relieved to arrive and see an actual event taking place.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
The event was abruptly canceled after someone in attendance called the police.
I love if something is so bad you call the police.
Like, I can see getting to that point where you're like I wouldn't do this, but I can understand somebody being just like so.
Someone in charge needs to take care of this.
So exasperated, like, that they don't know what to do.
Right.
And their kid's crying and they just call, "Please help. We're at the Willy Wonka experience."
I'm just trying to think of like walking into that event and seeing, you're probably like, did we enter the wrong way? You know what I mean? Like you're in the backstage area or something.
Because it is dismal looking.
No, it literally looks like you're in the backstage area because it's like black fabric. It's like those folding cat like tables that look like they're in a conference room, like a cheap, what, you know what I'm talking about? Those like rentable tables
that
you
had a service table.
Yeah, it's craft service table. And that's what it looks like. And then obviously we've seen the famous picture of the one rainbow.
Because they have these like various props sort of scattered throughout this empty warehouse. And it's just this gray, depressing, it's a big space, but it's very sparsely decorated.
It looks empty, but for a few things. And it almost looks like someone left and they accidentally left a few things behind.
It looks like they were just storing those things.
Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy. So the New York Times article also reports on the bizarre AI-generated images on the House of Illuminati's website. So these were images that they posted with the details of the event.
Yeah.
So look, we know what AI looks like. We know when we see it. I mean,
right.
There are some images that look less like obviously AI than others. But I feel like, at least myself, since everyone knows I hate AI so much, whenever I see it, I get that feeling. I'm like, that's AI.
I think the thing is, and this will probably stop happening, people are going to be more aware.
I think so.
Right now people aren't even thinking that something would be fake. Do you know what I mean? Like
these images also, I can understand doing like maybe a computer generated image for this, or like an artist, like, I mean, like
a Photoshop
or something that like an artist did, like a computer graphic image. Right.
Well, that's very common.
But these are AI images that they're using to sell the event. And in the images, it's like this fantasy wonderland, Willy Wonka, Candyland experience.
And it makes it seem like that's what you're going to walk into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not what they got. Well, one parent, her social media post about the event was referenced on the newspaper, The Scotsman. She said, "We arrived yesterday at 10:30, waited in a huge queue for about 40 minutes, and when we got inside, there was more waiting around. Underwhelming was an understatement. Embarrassing doesn't even cut it. I paid for Willy Wonka and got Billy Bonkers."
She almost had it. She should have said Billy Bonka.
Business Insider reported on a bizarre character that was added to the event that has nothing to do with Willy Wonka.
Ooh. Was that Billy Bonkers?
This is not Billy Bonkers.
Okay.
Okay, so this character had to have been generated from AI, because all the scripts and like the literature about this event was all AI generated.
Oh, damn.
So this character was called the Unknown. And this is a quote from Business Insider. "One video that was going viral on TikTok and Twitter shows the character, the Unknown, emerging from behind a mirror with a silver mask and black hair, unclear if real or wig. What is that? It's the Unknown," says the actor playing Willy Wonka.
Sorry. This is crazy.
Have you seen this picture?
I have seen this picture. This is crazy.
It is a frightening image. It is a grown man wearing a silver mask that obscures his entire face.
These people need to be in-depth interviewed, the creators. Like, I want a documentary like the Fyre Festival, where we break it down.
Honestly, this is almost more interesting than the Fyre
Festival. Oh my God. Cause that's kind of like, we know what happened almost instantly. Whereas this one, there's a lot of creativity involved or not involved, however you want to look at it.
Yeah. So they interviewed the actor who portrayed Willy Wonka. He was hired to play Willy Wonka. His name is Paul Connell. And he said this: "The bit that got me was where I had to say, there is a man, we don't know his name. We know him as the Unknown. The Unknown is an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls. It was terrifying for the kids. Is he an evil man who makes chocolate, or is the chocolate itself evil?" So that's like what he had to say as these kids walked past this man that would jump out from behind a mirror.
I need to know why they did this.
This is AI generated.
I know, but they didn't have to go through with it. Just because AI came up with it doesn't mean they had to do it.
Right.
Like, they could have been like, we're not going to skip over the Unknown thing. That's too weird. Like, someone, even though it's AI, someone agreed to do it.
No,
like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, they must have thought it was cool.
They must have been like, wow, AI came up with this cool new character.
I love it. The Unknown. It's like they probably thought it added some depth or like some sort of sinister element.
No, somebody said from the, like, someone's tweet was posted on the Business Insider article, or maybe it was the author of the Business Insider article that was like, that's it. The Unknown is canon. It's in the Willy Wonka universe. We've decided. 30-year-old Christy Patterson was hired as an actress for the event, and she has gone on to become known as Meth Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
She became known as Math Oompa Loompa for the viral image of her in a shoddy looking costume and bad wig from Amazon, staring dead-eyed at the camera as she stands behind a table full of laboratory equipment.
Yeah, that is a Pulitzer Prize winning photograph. Like, it truly should win an award because it says it all.
No, I saw somebody say, like, I know it's only the end of February, but like, this is the photo of the year. Like, this will not be topped.
No, it's crazy. When you see it, it has instant intrigue. Even if you don't know what's going on, you're like, what is, I need to know everything about this photo. Like, it truly is award winning, in my opinion.
Just the expression on her face, and we're going to get into.
Yeah. Because she's come forward.
Oh, she looks very different in real life than she does in this costume.
Yes.
In this depressing setting. She's a very pretty girl.
I mean, who can blame her?
And she is very embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be embarrassed too. Like, she thinks it's
funny.
She'll
laugh about it one day.
I think she's still traumatized by it, and I don't blame her.
Because it probably was a horrible job. I mean.
We're going to talk about what she said, because she has been interviewed by several different outlets. Like I said, she thinks the memes about being a meth Oompa Loompa are funny, but she is also super embarrassed. She spoke with Vulture about the experience, telling them that she showed up for the rehearsal the day before the event. She was concerned when she showed up to the event space and saw just like, oh, it's like empty.
Yeah.
And she was like concerned about that.
Yeah.
But she kind of told herself like, all right, well, they said they're going to like be here overnight. So they must like
bring in all this.
They're going to bring in all this crap and it's going to like transform.
Yeah.
By the time we get here in the morning.
Yeah.
To do this gig. She was given the night before a 15-page script that she said seemed to be generated by AI because it was a bizarre script.
Yeah.
Paul Connell, the Willy Wonka guy, he called the script, quote, 15 pages of AI generated gibberish. He's the guy who had to say that thing about the unknown.
Yeah.
Vulture asked Christy Patterson, tell me about that moment as the kids started coming in. Did you see the innocence leave their eyes? And she said, they were quite upset. I think they were confused, but it was more the parents. I just looked at them, and I think they must have known when they looked at me. And
That is so dark.
It's so dark.
Oh, my God. So that needs to be captured on film. See this.
An older couple said to me, I really, really hope you get paid well for this. And I was honest, and I said, I am this close to walking out. This is not what I signed up for. But I didn't want to let the people around me down. The actors I was working with are amazing people, and this has got nothing to do with them. So I just thought, I'm going to make the best of this. Christy was, of course, asked about the infamous photo of her, and this is what she told Vulture. In the exact moment of the photo, they had just told us to abandon the script. They had this jelly bean room, but they eventually ran out of jelly beans. I was already rationing the jelly beans to 3 per kid, and that was me being generous. I wanted to give the kids all the candy. So we had no jelly beans, and people were coming up to me. It was humiliating. I was starting to get angry. The other Oompa Loompa came over at this point and went, where is everyone? Why am I left here on my own? Where is everyone else? You know how they talk about, quote, me contemplating my life? She's referring to like captions, like,
yeah,
because she looks utterly dejected.
Yes.
She said, yeah, this is me contemplating. She's like, they're right. Like, yes, I was contemplating my life.
Yeah.
In this photo. In Paul Connell's interview with The Independent, he said this of plain Willy Wonka. Quote, at the end of my monologue, I was supposed to suck up the unknown man with a vacuum cleaner. I asked them if they had a vacuum cleaner, and they said, yeah, we haven't really got there yet, so just improvise.
Oh my God.
Paul had nothing but nice things to say about his fellow actors at the event, but the organizers were obviously not so great. He was promised a 15-minute break every 45 minutes, but it would be 3.5 hours before he was able to take his first break. The Independent article says this, The actor said he finally managed to get a lunch break, deciding to spend it sitting in his car, staring at the floor, trying to avoid the sight of children crying being turned away by security.
I'm sorry. This is so crazy.
This is what Paul said. When I came back, that's when everything kicked off. There was an angry mob at the door not being let in. I had to wedge my way through. I was Wonka and it's my face everywhere, but I'm just a last minute actor, really. I didn't organize anything. People were shouting. People who put on the event were crying. There were arguments, people running around everywhere. The set had been trashed.
What did they think was going to happen?
So the House of Illuminati on their Facebook, they issued like an apology, but then they deleted the apology.
Okay.
And one of the actors in one of the articles I read said they hadn't been paid yet.
Yeah. Well, that's probably not going to happen.
No, but they were like, the House of Illuminati was like, we're going to refund everyone. We're really sorry this happened. But they need to explain themselves. They need to explain how this happened.
Yes, that's more than a refund or an apology. We want to know what happened.
And how they thought they were going to pull this off.
Yeah, I would, obviously I didn't spend my money, but if I was a victim of this whatever scam, I would be like, just tell me what happened. You can keep my $44. I need to know every detail.
No, that would be worth the $44 to me.
I need to ask questions.
If I got to ask a few follow-up questions.
Yeah, I need to have some question time with you.
And then if I could also ask questions of like your acquaintances and coworkers,
yeah,
I'd want like a full 360 view.
Also, what is their former productions?
So on their website, it's like you can't click. It's weird. The website is clearly AI generated. Just the language that's used, it's super generic and vague. And every single image on the website is AI generated. And it basically, they're like, we're an events company and we'll create an event for you. And then they have a list of like different kind of theme events that they put on, but you can't click on them to see more information. But they give like a tiny blurb about it. They're like, this is the relaxing retreat event, you know, unwind and relax. And it's like they have this image of this serene, beautiful natural vista, and it's like unwind at our spa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just utter bullshit.
I mean, the thing about AI is like, even if you love AI and are a huge fan of it, you have to accept that it's not great right now.
Well, yeah.
Really, you can't use it. Like, it's unusable right now. Like, maybe one day it would get better. I still would be against it. But if you're a fan of AI, you've got to be like, this is unusable. We can't use this.
That's what I'm always curious about. Like, don't they see? And there are so many examples where it's just egregiously bad, but people will still post the images.
And I do feel like there are things, and I know people who use it for like boring technical writing where you just need a first draft and then you fix it, but you're always fixing it. Do you know what I mean? You can't just put it out there.
Yeah.
Like, maybe make your Willy Wonka script, but then you have to go in and fix it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to like be like, even if you want to do this, there's ways to do it. You're not doing it.
No, that's why we need like a breakdown of every thought process that happened.
The wildest thing to me is that they went with that unknown thing. Because that was a choice.
The unknown's my favorite part of it. It's my favorite part because that is, if I can imagine being a little kid and being so scared of that.
Look, one of the funniest things that can ever happen is where something is unintentionally very scary for children that is supposed to be for them.
Yeah.
But no one gets it.
No, it's so funny.
I know it's wrong and I don't want children to be scared, but it's just like funny. Like,
oh my God. No, my mom had like artwork like in the house when I was a kid that would scare me so much I would close my eyes when I passed by it. But she didn't know, and I didn't tell her that it scared me.
Yes, it's just very, because it's like, also some kids are fine with stuff and some kids aren't. Do you know what I mean? Like some right. kids can be more scared or have more scary movies or whatever.
Yeah.
So you just don't know.
Or just certain things. You can't really pinpoint why it scares you, but it does.
It's just weird because it's not, even though it's canon now, it wasn't. It wasn't before. Like, to be honest, it's like, yeah, I could see something like that, but it would be, you know, more well done, obviously. Like yeah. a scary, like the, what's that guy's name? It's not Slytherin, but like the guy, the scary guy at the end. Or the scary guy through the movie.
Oh, who Mr. Think, Slugsworth.
Slugsworth. Like someone like that, that actually is a villain, not working for Willy.
Right.
Like I could see a rival entity.
It's fine to have a villain in children's entertainment that's like, we like the villains, they're fun, but this isn't even an existing villain. They just AI just made this up.
No, I love it.
It's very funny.
It's so good.
And I
have to say, the best thing AI has ever done.
I think this is the only good thing AI has ever done.
Because it's crazy.
Because it's so fucking
I just
stupid.
Think it's funny because it's like they didn't do anything as far as decor, whatever, but they got that mask, that headpiece. they went and got that. They were like, we gotta trick that out.
I'm wondering, did they type in what is the unknown, like what's his costume? Did
into AI?
Into AI? Ooh. Or did they come up with what do we think the unknown
this
looks
is why
like?
We need the fucking documentary. This is gonna be a documentary, I
it
bet.
It has to be.
Yeah. Because it's too good.
Every single major news outlet has written about this story. And it's not even just like a blurb where every news outlet posts the same blurb. It's like Associated Press.
Right, right.
No. It's like every news outlet has like interviews with different people involved in this.
And they'll find like a new cast member, a new child, a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want it all.
And the TikToks of the cast members have gone viral.
Oh yeah, because they're all coming out now with their little story, with their story. Or their their version of what happened or what happened to them.
No, I'm riveted by it.
It's so good. And I want to see more. Streamers are craving content. So we know we're gonna get at least two documentaries about this. Right?
Yeah, this is something
I'll watch them all.
The people want to know about.
Oh my God. I just can't, because I know there's gonna be more stuff to come out even in the next few weeks.
Yeah, like what if there's this, some crazy... I think that the owner of the company of House of Illuminati, I didn't write this down in my notes, but he has been like in trouble before for like some scam behavior.
These people are wild. Like the Billy McFarlanes. It's like in their head, they want to be something so big, like this like impresario.
Right.
Like putting on these events.
Yeah.
And creating these experiences, but they have no talent. They're not good at what they do.
Yeah.
And they bomb. Like they're good at maybe making this initial pitch. That's it.
I just don't understand this mindset because I'm the type of bitch who like I like to have dinner parties a lot, but even when I'm having like four close friends over who I could serve a pizza that I got delivered and they'd be happy, I'm so stressed that whole fucking day wanting to make sure everything's perfect. And that the food's all good and that there's enough drinks, blah, blah, blah.
But they didn't even try.
That's
like, you
could have
gone to a 99-cent store and decorated better than what they did.
I'm telling you, what is the mindset where you are not stressed about an event you're putting on? Making people happy.
And you know, that's the thing with scams like this. There will be a consequence for your lack of like ability and lack of trying. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not like years later we're like, shit, all of our money has been drained from our bank account and we didn't even know we've been charged all these years or whatever.
Yeah.
This is like people are coming with tickets on Saturday.
Right. It's going to happen.
You will be immediately busted for being put on this piece of shit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
people are going to have questions, especially in the age of social media where like you didn't think one person wasn't going to snap a photo of this.
This is also like, you know, there's like the famous thing where like, here's the image they show in the ad of the Whopper. Here's the Whopper in real life.
That's
this. This is not, but this is even, it's like people would have probably been like, wow, this kind of is not as good as the image.
Right.
It sucks, but what do you expect? This is even worse than that.
Right.
They didn't even try.
No, they didn't even try because the whole, it's like depressing. And then they have like, you know, at these events, they have like a photo backdrop where you can take a picture against the like poster or the like backdrop they used isn't even big enough. Like it's pretty small.
Like that should have been a no brainer. That's you got like that up.
The easiest thing to do.
I just don't know what they were thinking. I don't get it. I need to know. I agree. I'm stressed out about the most small, like if I say something I'm going to do, it's going to be great. It better be like, if I'm like, oh, I make the best coconut cake.
Right.
I'm going to be spending a lot of time making that thing perfect. If I burn it, I'll be making a second one. Like 100%. I will make it happen. So I don't get not living up to your promise. Like I don't get how you live with yourself. I'd have to like move to a different country.
Yeah.
If I failed that spectacularly.
No, I'm telling you, I'm the same way. I get so stressed about things not being perfect at just like my small dinner party.
And that's why I don't, you know, do a lot of stuff. Because I'm not going to disappoint people. I only do what I can handle. Like, what I know I can pull off.
I know I'm not an impresario. Would that be cool to have that as a title? Yes. It's a very cool title to have. But
here's the thing though. If someone was like, do this, you have to, and I'll give you $1 million, I would do it.
Oh, I would do it and I would have fun.
I would make it great. It would be awesome.
If somebody financed me being an impresario, I would throw a great party.
No. And if someone was like, come in and save our asses, you've got a week, I would have put something together.
100%.
If I had a huge budget, it would have happened.
And I would have baked goods.
I would have had enough fucking candy. That's for sure.
The reality is even if like the decor wasn't like the coolest or the whatever, at least the food would be good. And I heard from the parents, one of the parents, he said there wasn't even any chocolate there. And they were told that they were going to get a chocolate fountain, that there was going to be a chocolate fountain there. There was not a chocolate fountain, but I saw this one TikTok video that one of the parents took and they're going over this little like bridge and it's like literally like a play school bridge they got at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's the chocolate river. That's what the mom said. And it's just like painted brown, like
underneath. Shit river. There's a shit smear on the floor.
It's just like,
it's like, how did you not at least have some go to Walmart or whatever and get some chocolate fucking fountains that people put up at parties?
No, they couldn't
like
even
you couldn't
do
even
that.
Do that. What is it? Tesco. Like, yeah. Whatever. Go to your department store.
They couldn't even go there.
I mean, this is so lame. I saw the chocolate river. That made me laugh out loud.
The chocolate river was just so sad.
That it's like when you're doing that, you got to feel like a huge piece of shit. You know what you're doing is very wrong.
No, the chocolate river spans about 3 feet and it's just a painted paper.
It's crazy that they did this. They're wild for this.
One of the actresses who played the Oompa Loompa, she was like, the costumes they got us, the Oompa Loompa costumes were very revealing. And like we had, like we were like, we needed to cover ourselves up. Like they got them like slutty Oompa Loompa costumes.
And there wasn't even a lot of them.
There was two.
Like, it's like, you got to have like 20 fucking Oompa Loompas. Because that's the whole thing. They're running in packs. And with the chocolate factory, you got to have a ton of fucking Oompa Loompas popping in and out.
That's part of the spectacle of the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, they're taking shit in and out. Like, I'm just saying, like, what the hell?
The spectacle of the Oompa Loompas is that there's so many of them and they all look exactly the same.
Yes. And what the hell is that chemistry set?
Why was she making meth?
What was that? What was that supposed to be?
They like saw that one scene where they walk through that lab where they're making the everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah. But at least make a lab room they walk through that's fucking bright white.
And cool.
And cool with like beakers.
No, this like, was literally like a My First Chemistry set that they just put on this sad table.
And it's all black, like the background.
Yeah.
So it looks... It looks like Halloween-y almost.
It's so wild, Desi.
No, I want to see more images. I want more stories. I want a full documentary. And those people need to be brought to The Hague and testify in front of the world for what they've done. We need to start shaming people like this more publicly and like, go, you tell us what you did. Like old school grandma.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no, you sit down right here on this chair
at the Hague.
You spill it. You tell us what you did and why what you did is wrong.
Yeah.
And then you'll never do it again.
And then we'll decide your punishment.
I mean, I'm serious. These people can't stop. They need to stop doing this shit.
They need to be stopped. I'm surprised their website's still even up.
No. They're like that didn't we cover a company who did this kind of stuff for like the Neiman Marcus catalog? They remember they did like a they were like decorate your kid's backyard or something like Candyland.
Oh, that one of the Neiman Marcus fantasy gift people were scammers?
I don't think they were scammers, but they had an event company and we were kind of speculating like, what's this event? Like, this is a new thing, I think, these like events and experiences.
So they weren't scammers. I do remember. I do remember what you're talking about. That was one of the fantasy gifts and it was like $100,000. For us to decorate your kid's birthday party or whatever.
And it looked kind of like, it's like whatever, but it's like $100,000. Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
like,
it was so much money.
So it's like, sometimes things aren't technically a scam, but it's like, you're overcharging a bit.
Way overcharging. Also, this is a child's party, not your wedding.
It was crazy. No, I love this story. It's so good.
It's one of our best stories.
I just want to know more.
Well,
I just need more.
We'll keep you updated if there's any good information that comes out or a documentary.
Yeah.
We will take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Desi, did you watch The Traitors last night?
Of course. I tweeted about this, but I was literally picking up something from Trader Joe's because I like didn't have dinner stuff. And I was like, oh! And the woman was like, are you okay? And I literally was like, oh, I just remembered there's a new episode of The Traitors tonight. That's literally, I literally gasped.
You told her?
I told her because I didn't know what to say. And she seemed concerned for me.
Oh my God. What did she say?
She was just like, didn't know what I was talking about. Because The Traitors, I feel like The Traitors is not, people don't know about this show. It's like online people know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so stupid, Desi. I can't believe I like this show. It's so stupid.
I was like shaking last night. I was like, I can't go online.
I turned the subtitles off because I didn't want to be spoiled by the subtitle coming up early.
Oh, right.
Sometimes it does that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, wow. I did gasp when they said Peter or when MJ said Peter.
I know. I was happy.
Yeah, I was happy too because Peter's a dork.
He needs to go.
He needed to go because he was like too much of a hall monitor.
I do wish they had just booted Trishelle, but I do think that strategy was a backfire in general. They should have gotten rid of one of their own.
I do think it's funny that every time people would talk about Phaedra's suspicious behavior, they'd show like all these clips of her where she does look really suspicious.
Because she does a lot of overacting facial expressions.
No, it's really funny to see them all put together in a compilation where she's just like, ooh, and she's like, mm-hmm. And then she's like, wow, these biscuits are delicious.
The thing about Phaedra, though, is that's who she also is. So if you know her from Real Housewives, she really is a character like that who is kind of performative. So it kind of works. And I do think that's why she got away with it for so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, whatever.
I gotta say, I could do without the challenges they do. I think the challenges are so boring.
I thought last night's was probably the best challenge because I did laugh out loud.
Because it involved people falling.
Yes, exactly.
That's the only reason.
But I want to see reality stars fall and bust their fucking face on a floating platform.
Yeah.
Because that's like that show Wipeout. Remember Wipeout?
I loved Wipeout. I loved Wipeout because no one ever won that show.
It's just funny to see people running as fast as they can and bust their face on a giant ball. Or like whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I would never do that.
Or lose their balance and like just fall.
No. So that challenge, I did laugh out loud. And I loved seeing, what's his name? CT, mm-hmm. in his tight pants. was like, look at his little, he got a little booty.
People like CT.
He's got thick thighs and a little fat ass. And people like seeing that run in those tight pants.
He does have a fat ass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that girls think he's hot.
Well, I'll tell you, I never watched the show that he was on. I don't even know what it is. I'm guessing it's like an MTV competition
it
show.
It is. Trishelle did it too.
And I liked his little showmance with Phaedra.
I did too.
So I think he's a very respectful guy. I'm going to bang him. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I was like, Kara thinks he's really hot and girls think he's hot. I just never watched him on that MTV show. So I don't know him.
Yeah. And I think he is kind of a meathead, but sweet. And a lot of girls like that.
Yeah.
So I can't, who can blame them?
No, I'm embarrassed. I had never seen the what's the show?
The Challenge?
No, I'd never seen Big Brother before. So I texted Desi. I was like, is Dan hot?
Sometimes you need to know the context before you think someone's hot and they're like, that's the biggest asshole on TV.
No, I texted her like while I was watching because I like had to catch up because I started watching it late. I'm like, is Dan hot? And you were like, yes, Dan is weirdly hot, but in like a you're embarrassed about it kind of way.
Because he's too scummy.
It's not that he's scummy. It's that he's not.
For me, he's scummy.
He's not my type at all.
No.
He's not my type at all, but I found him very attractive.
Because he's kind of like a nerd, but I think he is a little skeevy.
But he's like so businessman.
I know, but he has this like gross, like you could picture him being into something really kinky. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what kind of kinky?
Like, I feel like
is he good?
I have no idea, but I could picture him like wanting to be like abused or something.
Well, you like that.
I'll put him in his place. I'll make him pay for what he did to Phaedra.
That was crazy. No,
he did ruin their games. I have to say, he fucked up. I think he fucked up the show. It still was entertaining, but he fucked up their game completely.
Well, because he put a target on her back for the rest of her days.
And she was, no one was thinking of her until that happened.
No one.
And here's the thing I love about this show. We're supposed to be like rooting for the faithfuls, but whenever Trishelle talks about Phaedra being a faithful, I'm like, shut the fuck up, you dumbass bitch. And I'm like, well, she is right. Do you know what I mean? I'm like mad at her for knowing Phaedra's a traitor.
No, I'm mad at her too. And I am rooting for the traitors.
Of course. I
have been the whole time.
No, there's like.
That's why I hated Peter, because he's such a little dork.
Also, the fact that he didn't become a traitor. I was like, first of all, he's like, I'm playing this game faithful and true. It's like,
why?
It's a fucking game, you dork.
Right. It doesn't
Who
mean you're
gives a shit.
Actually,
being a traitor is not against the rules. It's the rules. Like,
it's also not like some nefarious thing that's illegal.
Well, it's like, who are you? Like Prince Valiant? What do you think you are?
See, now I need to know the context for his season on The Bachelor.
Yeah, because I only told you that one. I only know that one piece of information, that he's the guy who fucked her four times in the windmill, which makes him seem cool.
Right.
And he's a total dork on the show.
He's just such a dork on the show. And so I was like happy when he got kicked out.
Oh, me too. And I loved, that was the line of the season for me, was when Phaedra tore into him at the table.
Yeah.
With the, I don't have to kiss your ass for a rose. Like, she'll pull a line like that out of her ass that sounds scripted.
The only reality person I knew going into this show was Peppermint.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know a lot of the Bravo celebrities, and I did know who Peter was. I didn't watch that season. I feel like I had a vague idea of Dan, and I knew who Trishelle was, even though I never watched her shows, just because she's been around forever and she's on like a million shows.
That's funny that this is like their job. Like, these people,
I know,
their job is to do reality TV.
I never was like a Real World girl.
No, I wasn't either.
I've watched like a bit of it, and I know all the, but I know all the people on it.
Yeah.
Just because they were.
I mean, I watched it.
But it wasn't like someone who was crazy about it.
I had lots of friends when we were in elementary school. Like, I had friends who loved The Real World. So I watched it, but I wasn't a Real World head.
The one I most watched was, I think it was New Orleans. And there was a girl on it, Frankie, who had some kind of lung, that the cystic fibrosis.
Oh, yeah.
She died.
That's really sad. I know.
But she was kind of gothy, too.
So you liked her?
I did.
Yeah.
She wasn't sick on the show. I mean, she had it, but she was like fine on the show. But yeah, she would always have these things.
Yeah.
So that was the only one I watched. But obviously, they're just so in the pop culture during that period. It was so big.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched Traitors. I was really excited when I remembered. I also watched The Two Love is Blind.
Oh, God. I can't wait to talk to Kara about this next week.
I have to say, these episodes were pretty mid for me. They were after mid. Everything we've gone through.
They were mid for this season, but
still good.
They were good, but they definitely, there was only like a few moments. I would say the best moment for me, and we'll go deep into this with Kara, was drunk Chelsea fighting with Jimmy, because that bitch is unhinged.
That was, she's the villain of the season for me. Yeah. Like, she's awful. She has me defending Jimmy.
She has all of us siding with Jimmy, which is crazy. And one of the things I love about the show, the production on this show, is how much whiplash you get by who you're rooting for and who you hate and who you don't hate.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I say mid, it's just because that it's been so stellar. Yeah. So this was definitely like, okay, fine. And it was only two, so I burned through them very quickly.
I know.
But I'm looking forward to more. I mean, for sure.
She is diabolical.
I never really got her appeal. I don't like that type of person. She seemed annoying from the get-go to me, but not as sinister as she has become.
She's very manipulative and borderline emotionally abusive.
Here's what I don't like about her. She does this thing.
If this was a man, we would say he was being emotionally abusive.
Oh, totally.
That's all I'm saying.
And controlling. A pet peeve of mine is people who cannot apologize without saying, but.
And that's what she does.
She does that. She did something where she's like, I'm sorry, but you too.
Right.
Like you also did. Yeah. It's like, no, you just apologize. I'm sorry. I don't accept those apologies no longer.
It's a bullshit apology.
It's like, just say what you did. It doesn't matter what anyone else in the world has done also.
That's not your job. That's not your job. You can tell them in a different conversation in a different sentence that they hurt you. But when you're making an apology, you're talking about what you did.
Also, he didn't do anything wrong.
No.
So you're, but you too is not even accurate in this situation.
No, not at all.
Cause when you see what he was trying to do, you're like, seriously? And I like that he was kind of like, then I'm not going to do that. So I'll leave. I'm not going to stop seeing my friends.
I don't like that.
She is awful. And I hope she sees herself on TV and really takes stock.
Well, she is. I've seen like a few clips of her on social media where she's like, haha, yeah. Like she's laughing about it. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm crazy.
It's not funny. Like
it's not funny.
She's not funny. Like that's not fun and crazy.
I don't want to be with somebody who tells me I can't hang out with somebody.
Her behavior is just so embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. It makes me like hurt when
she's
I watch
30.
Her. I'm like, dude, he needs to run.
Yeah.
He cannot. I'm worried for him.
I don't know. Like what, like, cause he came back to her. I'm concerned.
I don't know what his deal is. Cause he didn't seem like he really liked her.
Maybe it's the show. Maybe he's like, feels like he can't break up with her right now.
But the weird thing is everyone's like, he doesn't really like her. He's just pretending he's trying to get there. It's like, then he would take the first out he could.
Right.
Because he would have, no one would blame him for leaving after that fight.
No one.
So I'm like, he must really like her.
I think he does.
I think he really likes
That's
her.
That's what I'm talking about with the whiplash.
Yeah, because if he didn't like her, he'd be looking for his first out. Just like, you know, whatever, Kenneth or Jeremy, those, like they were looking for it.
They were
and they
looking
got it.
For an out.
Yeah, so I think he really does like her. He probably needs to go to therapy or something because he's got an issue.
Everyone who even thinks of applying for Love is Blind should go to therapy.
It's pretty bad at this point if you're applying to that show.
And I'm saying that as someone who goes to therapy and advocates for that.
It's not a slight, it's just a fact.
Just think about it.
I did have a podcast recommend. I may have recommended this before, but I thought the podcast went away and it actually just moved to Patreon only.
Oh.
But a lot of the old early episodes are still where, you know, whatever, on Apple Podcasts or whatever you use. And it is a movie pop culture type recap show. And it's called We'll See You in Hell. And it's hosted by a comedy writer, Patrick Walsh, and a comedian, Joe DeRosa.
Mm.
And they're really funny. Cool. They're really friends. And I know they're guy. They're men. That's okay. Straight guys. A lot of people don't want to hear straight guys talk about movies.
It depends. Who is it? These guys, they sound like they're nice
fun
guys.
I think I like them because they are genuinely friends, and you can tell. And it's a classic. Like, one of them's a little more curmudgeonly.
Yeah.
But they're real. So I find the podcast very funny. And I know not everyone has tons of money for Patreon because you're all using it on us, probably.
And we like that.
And we love it.
We love that.
Don't go away from us to them. But if you can afford both and like the podcast, then you can join their Patreon because they have more content there, obviously. And I've been having fun listening. I like listening to them because they make me want to watch the movies.
Yeah.
And I always like that. I like when I'm listening to something and I go look up a movie, or I'm like, oh, I need to hear that song that they're talking about. Like, that's a fun type of interactive almost podcast. So, yes, highly recommended.
Speaking of Patreon content, we just posted our newest Law & Order SVU recap on the Patreon. That's at the $10 tier, as well as our recap of a very awful Tim Allen movie from the 90s.
Yes. Jungle to Jungle.
Called Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle.
Which I had seen.
Yeah, I had never seen.
And Desi had never seen before, and she says she will never see it again.
No, that's off.
It is a two-hour recap. We spent 2 hours last night talking about it.
I wrote like a Letterboxd review for this.
No, you didn't.
I did, because I hadn't done one in a while, and I was like, I just went on there.
That's a funny one.
I wasn't too funny, but I was like, this made me in physical pain, emotional pain as well.
Yeah.
And yet I talked about it for 2 hours on my podcast. then I took that pain and talked about it for 2 hours on my podcast.
Promoting the pod on Letterboxd.
I am.
I love doing
a crossover.
That's really cool.
Oh, what's my show? Yeah, I was kind of like, my show, you know, just keep it real. And they're like, I'm hoping people will be like, what's your show? Oh, well, let me tell you.
Like, you can have one of those viral Letterboxd reviews, because people are really looking for the Jungle to Jungle.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a funny thing. Here's a great example of something I heard on these guys' podcast that I immediately went to check out. And everyone might know about this, but I didn't know about it. Apparently there's like a TikTok, and this might be available on other platforms, where people, Tubby, which is called, some people call Tubby. I call Tubby.
Tubby.
Tubby has...
It's Tubby.
I know, but I like calling it Tubby.
Because it's like a tube.
Yeah, but I know, but I always just call it Tubby because that's what comes out.
I mean, that is funnier.
But that, they apparently have their own movies on there, and people post the most insane scenes from these movies in these TikToks. And I was laughing out loud watching the most insane moments from these movies, including one where this woman gets shot in the head, which sounds horrible. But the way they film the bullet going, it is like the lowest budget, like CGI or whatever. I don't even know if it's CGI. And apparently there's a very famous one too that sounds really violent, but also kind of funny. Or no, some guy's like something with his dick. Have you heard about that one?
No.
So I haven't found that TikTok yet. I'm looking for it. But I was watching a bunch of these TikToks of these Tubby scenes. I can't not say Tubby.
It's Tubby.
And they're really funny. So now I'm kind of like, we should explore that movie genre and see if there's anything worth watching. Because they're crazy.
And like, they're all free movies.
Yeah, it's free. I've watched real movies on that.
I have too.
Yeah, because you can find things there. You just have to watch fucking commercials that are literally always just inserted. I'm sure it's like when we first started inserting ads, just put them between a sentence.
Yeah.
You know, with those ads, just it's not at the end of a scene. It's just like mid-sentence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. super.
That's how you know it's a low budget site. They don't even give a shit where they put the ad placements.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I was like, I've never even explored that aspect of that website or that streamer because I didn't know it existed, but it's right. a thing. So I'm going to look into that for us.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
What else we got?
Well, obviously we did Cara Berry's podcast, Everyone's Business But Mine. And we recapped the first, how many episodes? Nine. We recapped the first nine episodes of Love is Blind. We spent 3 hours. It is a 3 hour long podcast. So please listen to that.
And I think it's really fast. It goes fast.
What goes right? fast?
Listening to the podcast.
Well, because you're having so much fun.
Yeah. So and it's juicy.
We're going to be back with her after the final episode airs.
Is it, are we going back after the weddings?
Yes.
Okay.
So that'll be a shorter podcast. So I think it's just one episode.
But maybe. I think there's like more episodes before the weddings. I think there's like four more episodes.
No way.
I'm not kidding. Because I saw like March 6th, the next batch drops.
And I thought it was just one.
No, I thought it was four.
Who said four?
Am I crazy?
I thought it was just the wedding episode.
Okay. I could be wrong. I thought it was maybe more than one.
Two up. Because the weddings are like in 2 days.
Oh.
Or they're in 8 days.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I thought it was longer. I thought it was more episodes.
Well, we're going to recap whatever they shit out.
Yeah. Well, it'll probably be shorter. Because we've said what we said.
We said what we said. We said a lot.
And there's the problem with this show is also new stuff is dropping daily.
In terms of social media?
Right. I'm waiting for more. Because some of the couples, I'm like, I haven't seen anything about them yet. It's coming. Right? Like yeah. We haven't gotten a good Clay AD type deal.
We haven't gotten any good tea from them, nor have we gotten anything from Johnny and Amy, who honestly...
That would be a shocker.
That would be the only thing that would shock me at this point, even though I still am stunned, even by the behavior, like just the continuing bad behavior of the other people.
Right.
But honestly, Johnny and Amy, I'm bored to tears by their scenes, and I want them to be over as soon as possible.
But I will say it will hurt me if something comes bad about Johnny.
It will hurt me too.
I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen.
I think both of them seem like very sweet people. I really like Amy's dad who we met.
That was cute.
He was really sweet. I think they're a cute couple. I really do think they found love in the pods. And I don't want anything bad. I'm fine with them being the one good couple.
I like their scenes now because it's like I need a little breather sometimes. Mm. So it's like, okay, I'm going to watch this scene with her dad because I'm recovering from Chelsea. I need like I need a palate cleanser because I'm stressed as hell. Like that behavior stresses me out. And I do like that Amy and Johnny and their innocence lead to fights.
Yeah.
Just by Chelsea being insane. And then Jimmy gets crazy with her.
What is going to happen when I get on a flight with American Airlines and Chelsea is my flight attendant? Like, what's going to happen?
I'd be scared.
It would be
You should be like, can I have your autograph? Megan Fox? Oh, I thought you were Megan Fox.
Sorry,
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, my God. I would lose it.
I wouldn't feel safe on that flight.
Oh, my God, Desi.
I really wouldn't. I don't know what she's going to do.
Dude. That is crazy.
She's got to spend the rest of her life now making sure we don't all think that badly of her because of the way she acted.
This is why I would never go on reality TV.
She put herself on TV like that. I just don't understand. I would never forget the camera was there.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
I would never lose myself
But when people say like, oh, you forget the cameras are there, I'm like, how?
I don't understand how. Unless you're literally doing it for like 3 months, maybe you forget at some point. I have no idea. I would be very conscious, especially about bad behavior. You know how you can be like angry at someone in public or at a party? You save it till you get home.
Yeah.
Like you can do it in that circumstance.
Right.
So why wouldn't you be able to do it there? Like wait till the cameras go home and go, and now we're going to talk about how you went out and had a drink. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
How are you not like,
She's also sucks extra bad because she brought up something that he brought up to her off camera. Like she,
oh, that was low.
It was low because she threw his friend under the bus. Yeah. And that was information that was said in private to protect his friend.
I truly think this modern world has made people monsters just about revealing stuff like that all the time. It's like not everything is for public consumption.
Right.
Just fucking keep your lips shut.
Some things are okay to be private.
Well, it's kind of like that thing we were talking about, that Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God.
Okay, like I was like, just stop trying to get an Oscar. Because over the past week, he has revealed that he didn't love his daughter when she was born, right? He's like, I just didn't feel it. I was like, keep it to yourself, sir. Then today, he's like, oh, my dad was nude around me all the time. I used to take showers with him.
Why is he saying all this stuff?
I think he's trying to be charming. And I was like, no, you're broken, sir. Like, you're not being charming by revealing personal details. We're over it. We're over the personal detail reveals at this point.
Didn't he say something else?
No, it's like out of control. Oh, he said something he wanted. He's like, I just wanted Leonard Bernstein to be inside of me.
Right, right.
Or the way he phrased it, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
You can't say it that way, sir.
It was like a little horny.
It was too horny. And I was like, he's trying to like make this personality public, but it's like not genuine.
Well, it's not him.
You're not a freak. You're not Nicolas Cage.
Or Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
You're not.
That's not who you are. You're a very boring person. Sorry. I don't know what he's doing. I think he sees his Oscar chances slipping away. And so he's doing a lot of press. And I think he's trying to make headlines.
Yeah. Well, it's working.
I don't know. I mean, he's making headlines. I do. His daughter's not going to be happy.
The daughter thing was funny because it's like, no, that's women who get postpartum.
Also, I do feel like there's a way of saying it, but he said it so inelegant.
It was the way he phrased it was bad. I'm sure he didn't like mean that, but the way he phrased it was comically funny.
Because he kind of doubled down on it too.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I didn't love her. And like, no, I really. And she's like, okay, we get it. Instead of saying like, yeah, it took me a while to connect. It was weird because I thought I would instantly, but it's like, you have to build it still. Like, whatever. Like, you can say it in a way like that.
Yeah.
But no, the shower with the dad thing, I was like, Jesus Christ. What was the question? I'm sorry. He's just like dropping these things.
He's volunteering.
They're like, how is it working with Carey Mulligan? And he's like, my dad's dick was dangling in my face as a child.
Honestly, now I need him to win the Oscar so that he makes a really deranged speech.
Oh, he's going to lose it. I hope I'm rooting for Cillian Murphy. Yeah, I like him.
I mean,
I didn't see the movie, but I like him. I like him.
No, I'm rooting for Paul Giamatti.
Oh, I forgot about him.
I'm rooting
either
for
one
Paul.
Of them. I'm fine with.
I know Cillian Murphy's going to win, but in term the holdovers versus Oppenheimer, I'm a holdovers girl.
Yeah,
that's way more my movie.
Right, I love Paul Giamatti, and I just love him. I forgot about him, but as far as like the front runner type people go.
I'll be happy with Cillian Murphy.
I like him. He's a weirdo. Like, that's a genuine weirdo. And he doesn't say anything. He just vibes weirdo.
He does vibe weirdo.
So Bradley's like trying. It's like, no, look at Cillian. He's just sitting there. And we're like, what a freak. You just know he is. He just sits. And you're like, damn, I'm scared. Yeah. He's kind of scary.
He was the Scarecrow.
Because he's interesting.
And he was in Red Eye. That's a good movie.
He also seems like someone you want to like you. Like where I'm kind of like, oh, I hope he doesn't think I'm annoying. I don't want to annoy Cillian Murphy.
I think I would annoy him.
I know, but you wouldn't want to. But I don't care if Bradley Cooper's annoyed with me. Fuck him.
Yeah, I feel like Cillian Murphy seems like very private. He does that thing where he's like, he's the serious actor where he's just very private about his life because he's a vessel for the roles.
I love that. I like that. We need to get back to that.
We're not there anymore. I mean, there are some A-listers who do maintain that, where their private lives are very private.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
We're the age of social media now. We know so much.
It works. It works for me. Keep them private. I love it.
Yeah. anyway.
We didn't even do food, but I don't think I have anything.
Did you eat anything good? Did you have any Girl Scout cookies?
No.
Didn't we eat somewhere together? Didn't we go somewhere? Did I dream that?
I think you dreamed it. I don't think I had any. I did finally try Tacos 1986.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was delicious. I liked it a lot. I think they have a few locations, but it was good.
Yeah. I've gotten delivery from them one night because they were like the only place open. I was so happy.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. So that's pretty much what I had. I was thinking like a lot of holidays are coming.
What? Like Easter?
Easter, Passover.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you got to make your Irish feast.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I need to, there's food coming.
St. Patrick's Day is like soon. That's like in 2 weeks.
I know. It's already March. I think, you know what? Because I went to Trader Joe's last night, as I mentioned, and they already had the Irish soda breads stacked up.
I was like, we should make a fresh one.
Yeah.
I like Ina's recipe. I know it's not traditional, but I love her recipe because she puts currants and orange zest in it.
I love a currant and orange zest. I don't mind non-traditional. Switch it up.
I like the little currants in it.
I mean, doesn't it have raisins in it?
Oh, maybe.
I think Irish soda bread has raisins in it.
I thought it was just like plain, the traditional.
I often see it with raisins in it, but I don't know if that's traditional, but it's pretty common here. Okay. Maybe it's not traditional.
It's good. I don't know how it becomes bread. It's good.
I'm not a raisin hater.
I'm not a raisin hater either. They have a time and a place though.
And I like a little currant. Those little cute little raisins, basically. Kinda, right?
Yeah. They're small.
They're a little baby.
They're a little baby.
Baby raisins.
Okay, so St. Patrick's Day, great.
We got to make hot cross buns. We always talk about it.
We talk about it every year, and we've never made them.
Let's make hot cross buns.
We're going to do hot cross buns this year.
I want a fresh bun. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got. I feel like I have exciting things coming up, but not till like, we have Madonna next week.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be talking about that. There might be food there.
There is going to be food there.
I'm not holding up too high hopes for that food.
I'm just saying where we're going before the show starts is going to be food.
I'm curious.
And I'm not saying it's going to be great.
But
am I going to try it? Yeah.
You can't keep me from free food.
If it's free food, I'm eating it.
I'm trying it, and then worst case scenario, we go somewhere after.
We're going to go somewhere after regardless.
Oh, okay.
Like that, I already was going to ask you about that, like where we need to find.
We have a late night place.
We need to go to a late night place because we're going to get out of there at like midnight or something. I don't know. Depends on what time she goes on.
Yeah, she could be late. It happens. We need to find a really late night place then.
That's what I'm saying.
Few options.
We need to prepare for this.
Okay. We'll prepare.
And we'll keep you guys posted. So what else is on the docket this week? We got our main episode coming up early next week. And then we got Patreon. We got like after show coming.
And Ashley.
And an Ashley Simpson. We're finishing up Ashley pretty soon.
Yeah, let's wrap that up.
We're wrapping that up.
Wrap it up. We're going to see her Orange Bowl performance, which I think is another disaster.
It'll
end on a high note for us, not for her.
Okay. Well, bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.